There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Do you think anybody will confuse me for like Alex Pereira or John Jones?
You mean the fighters?
Look, yeah. Do you think that'll happen?
Not until your ears go all cauliflower.
Now. Oh, okay.
They're gonna confuse you for a guy that got your ass kicked by Alex Pereira or John Jones.
It's funny. I was out there. Rico was like, "What happened?" And I explained to him what happened. He goes, "Looks kind of cool though." Like, does it? Like, maybe I do. Maybe it does look kind of cool.
It looks like something went horribly wrong. That's what it looks like.
You know what? I do not think this gets me closer to.
Maybe it depends on the angle of approach.
Either it looks like you got beat up or someone farted in your pillow.
Entirely possible. Conjunctivitis, Doug? No?
I would go with the beat up over the,
yeah.
The pillow.
But come up with a better, yeah.
Yeah, no, isn't the, you should see the other guy, right?
Yeah. No, it's not you should see the other guy. Don't make yourself seem like you're a badass. Just make yourself a sympathetic character. Like, I was defending the honor of somebody, and, you know, I protected somebody while I got beat up by, I got jumped by six guys.
Well, but I walked away. They limped away.
Well, nobody's going to believe that. Somebody's going to say, was Jansen with you?
Yeah, that's right. He'd protect me. Maybe. Okay. So.
I feel like John would let you get a few, let somebody take a few shots at you first. And he said that he would encourage you to, come on, fight back. Do what you can do. Do it. Come on, punch. And then when you don't or you can't,
was it
because
you
that, you're beaten up, then was, John will take care of it.
Was it you that asked us about the rest of the play-by-play crews in the Big Ten and how we do in a fight?
I don't think so, but I love the question.
Somebody asked us that.
First of all, it's tough because you got Jansen. So who's tougher than Jansen, the play-by-play crews?
So, Jim Lachey at Ohio State, I imagine.
He's old.
Yeah.
Jansen's got that. Plus, they both played at Washington.
Strayhorn?
With Washington, so it's not going to fight. I think John could take Strayhorn. Jansen's got the height advantage.
He's got reach. Guy might kick my ass is Matt LaPay at Wisconsin. I think Matt.
Is he the play-by-play guy?
He's their play-by-play guy. Yeah.
Why?
He looks like a guy who kicked my ass.
Oh, he's got that look.
Dude, and I think he's got like A1 mustache. Let me, I wouldn't mess with him.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. My bad. Well, Matt's looking, maybe he's a little bit, he's 62, so I think I can maybe do better than I thought.
I'm just trying
not
to think
that I want to.
Other crews that I ran into back in the 2 years and I was part of the crew.
What you got to remember is that a lot of these color analysts, almost all of them, are former players. And the question is, how recently did they play?
Well, exactly. Yeah.
It's one of the big things. So this is probably off the air debate. I don't know. Anybody cares?
No, it's fun on the air.
On the air. Do you like it?
I want to know. Yeah. People want to know.
More feedback coming into the Carson.
What about you and Kevin Burkhardt? Who wins that?
So it's hard to get a sense for how big Burkhardt is because I've only seen him on TV. Have you ever seen him in person?
I have not, but it doesn't strike me as a large individual.
No, but I'm getting uncomfortable having this conversation.
I mean, you got the Alberts. That's not an issue, right?
Joe Buck.
Chris Myers.
These aren't Big Ten guys. We're branching out.
I don't want you and Benetti fighting.
No. Benetti's the best. He is the best. 248-539-9797.
You and Dickerson. What do you got?
No, I'm not playing this game.
Dan's tough.
I bet he's scrappy as hell. No, I wouldn't want to pick a fight with Cal.
Don't do that.
No.
Don't. Cal fights dirty.
I bet he does.
Yeah, Cal fights dirty. There's no question about
it. Isn't
he
a wrestling fan, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he knows the
I'd have some, I'd have some problems.
And by the way, Jansen and Paul Woods, even though Woodsy's old, hey, Paul played in the NHL. It's a different kind of toughness.
No, it's true. I'm not walking into any hockey booth.
No, don't do it. Stay with the hockey booth.
Not at all. 248-539-9797. We'll do some college football discussion today at 1:30. Carson Anderson. Okay, so we've been asking people, this is our football team. And given this being the football team, what are you worried about? What is your concern now? It's not like the roster's frozen. We'll probably see spots, 49 through 54. There could be some rotation there and guys in and out, but it's kind of it. So what are your biggest concerns? Nick in Ferndale says, I'm not worried about anything internally. This is the best team we could possibly have. More worried about the external and something stupid or fluky happening in the playoffs. So you know what's funny about this is that I went back and looked. We were talking earlier, and I've heard some national talk in the wake of the trade deadline where now at the top of power rankings, which mean nothing, there's kind of some back and forth. Some people think the Lions are the best team in football. Some people think the Chiefs are the best team in football. But what is becoming interesting is that there's more discussion about these two teams being on some sort of collision course and what a great Super Bowl it would be. And I'm not counting anything until we get there. But I've heard this discussion. It was a debate on ESPN this morning about, what kind of Super Bowl the Lions and the Chiefs would be. I think Jeff Saturday said my 51% says the Chiefs would win, and I'm thinking to myself, did he just do my 51? Which is one of the things that we do, but
so
they're trending towards being the one seeds, and yet Gator, do you know how many times I think it's only 14 times that the one seeds have met in a Super Bowl. Now, given there were a bunch of Super Bowls played where there wasn't seeding, like a bunch of playoffs where it was the winner of the divisions and one wild card. Where there wasn't seeding necessarily for a good. I mean, I think at the beginning of the Super Bowl era, there were only four divisions in the entire NFL. If I'm right, when was the first Super Bowl? 1967. Does that sound right?
Something like that.
Anyway,
66.
So, the idea that it just makes you realize how much further we have to go, how long it's going to take, and we are nowhere close to this being it's really even premature to talk about. We're talking about it because others do.
Well, I'm not counting chickens, but here's what, before you get to that, you mentioned Washington.
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders are a complete football team. Like the Lions are a complete football team. They have one of the best offenses in the league. Now, points per game, the Lions have the most points per game in the National Football League, averaging 32.3. The Commanders are third with 29.2. Defensively, the Lions have done a real nice job, and they rank sixth in the National Football League, giving up just 18.5 points a game. At number 11, the Commanders, a field goal behind it, at 21 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
These are two pretty good teams, and both teams just added players to their defense, hopefully to make them both better. This is getting into it, man. And Kansas City has the fourth best defense in the National Football League. They give up 18.4 points per game. So if you wanted to look at the AFC team, there it is. The Chargers have the best defense in all of football, giving up only 12.6 points per game, and they're playing Jesse better now. Hunter.
I mean, look, here's the question about, because I feel like now we're making us talk about this, cause, and I'm not comfortable with it. The Commanders scare me. The Commanders scare me. And it, think about how much it would suck if Detroit got passed by a team that did it in 1 year. They scare me.
Well, it's a team that looks like, I mean, they've got the franchise quarterback on a rookie contract in year one of a rookie contract. Mm-hmm. They've got some high-priced players on defense, but they can afford to hang on to them here. I haven't looked at their long-term contracts and see how those play out, but it's a pretty solid football team. You know, defensively, they're top five. They're fifth in the league in giving up yards per game passing.
Yeah,
they only give up 183 yards a game in the air. And now they just added Marshawn Lattimore.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
So that's a strength of their team is stopping the pass. If you get to, you know, fortunate enough to get to a game against Washington in the playoffs, that's an interesting matchup. Their secondary and their defense against the Lions offense and the Lions receivers.
I'm not worried at all. Maybe I'm naive, but Jaden Daniels is still a rookie quarterback. They just beat, the Bears on a Hail Mary a couple weeks ago. Maybe it's because I'm so confident in the Lions, you know, that the team is literally built to win in any style of play. Any style of play. You want to run the ball? Good luck. Sonic and Knuckles, that offensive line. You want to play the passing game? We all know with J-Mo back, takes the top off the defense. St. Brown's is as good as they come. And you got Laporta, who's barely, I feel like, been used this year, right, in the passing game. And defensively, they just added the one missing piece they need on the D-line because the secondary is much better. They got two Pro Bowl safeties. Yeah, I don't know if it's me overconfidence in the Lions or just not being afraid of the Commanders, but I just...
If it's the Bears game or the Hail Mary that has you feeling that way, keep in mind it wasn't at the game that they weren't even sure if Jaden Daniels is going to play.
Well, that's the one thing I had with Jaden Daniels coming into the season is, of all the quarterbacks, I listed like their pros and cons, right? And my con for Jaden Daniels was every hit he takes looks like a season-ending injury because he is a little, you know, more...
He's wiry.
Yeah, exactly. Taller quarterback, but I know he wears a lot of pads. He doesn't take, I think he's going to learn how to take a hit. He's still a rookie, so maybe, you know, that's why I don't fear them as much.
Carson Anderson, open lines. What's your biggest concern? This is our team moving forward. 97-1 the ticket.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.